finite is infinite. The finite presents itself as infinite. It may sound paradoxical, absurd, but on a careful scrutiny you find it to be true. You see infinite expression in the finite. Examine the mineral, vegetable, animal, and human kingdoms. Analyze their nature. You will arrive at the above conclusion. The mineral kingdom is made up of matter, and matter is constituted of atoms. An atom is so minute yet packed with enormous power. The nuclear explosion speaks eloquent of that. Just imagine all the power contained in the countless atoms in matter. It seems infinite. In the vegetable kingdom, also there is infinite expression. A single seed can generate an endless chain of trees and seeds. Sow a seed in the earth, it grows into a tree. A tree produces numerous seeds. These seeds in turn can produce countless trees and seeds. The chain goes on endlessly. Just imagine all these emerging from one seed. A seed packed with infinite potential, infinite power. You perceive the infinite concealed in the finite. So it is with the animal kingdom. The wise see the infinite portrayed in the finite. A cat produces a litter of kittens. The kittens grow up into cats. These cats again produce many more litters of kittens. Thus the progeny goes on endlessly, innumerable cats emanating from a single cat. The same principle holds good for the human species too. A single human being can generate an endless progeny. You may be finite, but you display infinite potency and power. You would accept this infinite capacity in a human being with respect to the past and future, but not so with regard to the present. At present, you consider yourself to be a finite being with limited power and strength. This is not so. Even with respect to your present status, you seem to possess immense capacity, inexhaustible potency, infinite power. Think carefully. Analyze your day's activities. List them out. You woke up, had breakfast, drove to office, attended to your business, returned home, had a workout at the gym, showered, and now reading this book. Is that all? You answer, yes, that is all. Perhaps a few odd things I may have missed out. No more. Now follow closely. You have actually done much, much more, but not aware of it. You have been executing countless activities which you do not mention. For instance, your eyes have been seeing objects. Each time you see an object, you subject the cells in your eyes to a series of subtle actions before the sight is registered. M. Mitchell Waldorp writes in Science 85, consider the capabilities involved in strolling down the road. Leaving aside such things as balance and coordination, you still have to see where you are going, which means you somehow have to make sense of the ever-changing swirl of motion and color and light and shadow. To accomplish this, you have at your command roughly 100 million receptor cells, the rods and cones, in the retina of each eye. The retina also contains four other layers of nerve cells. Altogether, the system probably makes the equivalent of 10,000 million calculations a second before the image information even gets to the optic nerve. And once the visual data reaches the brain, the cerebral cortex has more than a dozen separate vision centers in which to process it. In fact, it has been estimated that vision in one form or another involves some 60% of the cortex. Of course, you remain blissfully unaware of all this. You simply glance across the street and say, "Oh, there is Sally." All these activities emanate from you. You are responsible for them. Besides your eyes seeing, the other sense organs are also busy with their respective activities. They are again innumerable, countless. These activities are all yours. You have produced them. Furthermore, your mind entertains numberless feelings, emotions. You produce each one of them. So also your intellect conceives endless thoughts. You produce them all. Besides these, you are responsible for respiration and perspiration, eating and evacuating, digestion and distribution of food, etc. Countless cells in your body, hair, on your skin, blood in your arteries and veins are all functioning through you. At this very moment, you are producing infinite actions. Remember this through your life. Realize this truth. What you consider as finite is actually infinite in nature. You must recognize your innate nature. Discover the truth in yourself. You are not a finite, limited, constricted being as you believe yourself to be. You are infinite. You are God Almighty. That is the truth. Hold that view at any cost. Do not compromise on truth. Assert yourself. I am all. I am everything. The microcosm and the macrocosm are in me. I am infinite. God.